Let them in. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Do you ever wonder what looters are thinking when they loot? I realize it's unfair to stereotype someone as simply a looter because you see them looting. They're also someone's son or daughter. They probably remember birthdays and would help a neighbor in need. They just need to break windows and take stuff from time to time. It's an adventure for them. One of the Chicago looters actually posted a first-person video narrating her raid on the Dolce & Gabbana section of a department store, trying to find the tool that removes the security tags. Not sure why she'd bother, but she was delighted to be getting away with it. Although I wonder, once she puts her loot in the closet, if someone were to break into her home and re-steal it, would she be okay with that? I don't know. But what I do know is that she is certainly helping the police collect a lot of overtime. $5.3 million in Portland, $5.8 million in Boston, $6.3 million in Seattle and in Chicago, $47.1 million in police overtime just for the month of June. Which gives me an idea. If people need to loot, why not just let them? First Thursday of every month, stores let people take whatever they can carry and write it off. People would peacefully take what they need, no broken glass to clean up, no police overtime. It's either that or stop building stores with street-level windows. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.